Hello and welcome back to another video. Today, quick one, because of the big game for the weekend, we are going to do a United and Liverpool combined 11. I'm here with Dennis, a United fan who knows nothing about football, but that's basically how United fans are. So he's going to help me choose 11 Liverpool players because no United player is making it in. But yeah, before we get into the video, like, comment, subscribe, do all of the good things, and yeah, let's get in. So, you know this video is long for you. Let's start with goalkeeper.
Give it to Alisson.
Alisson is making it, so
I'm not a big fan of Onana, so.
You know what, let's do something. I'll make my 11, you make your 11, but for every position we agree one for the combined one, because I know we'll argue at some point.
Okay,
so Alisson makes it into my 11, makes it into your 11, and makes it into the combined 11. Right back, where are we going? It's Trent. There's nothing to think about there.
I mean, before this season I would have said Trent, but
what, Mazraoui after two games.
You guys have seen Maza. You know how it is. So, obviously Trent based on reputation and all, but I feel like defensively Mazraoui edges him. Attacking wise, obviously Trent is one of the best. But if you go Trent, I won't argue. But
no, for your own 11, for your personal 11.
For my personal 11, yeah. I go Mazraoui.
The nigga's lost his mind. I'm going Trent for my personal 11, but for the combined 11, we're both agreeing that Trent, like, there's no argument there.
It's your channel, so you can have it.
But that's not why you're here. You're not here to kiss my ass.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. Okay. Combined 11, Trent.
Okay. Center back pairing. I'm going Van Dijk and Konate.
I'm going Van Dijk and De Ligt, just based on the Dutch combination.
I thought you
go. No. It's not about like who's, but obviously Van Dijk Martinez would be the proper partnership. But I feel like De Ligt and Van Dijk have played together, they're both Dutch as well.
That doesn't matter.
If we're taking that out, then obviously Van Dijk Martinez.
I'll be honest. When I was thinking about this video, I was thinking Van Dijk Martinez because Martinez is left footed. Van Dijk is right footed.
Yeah, but the problem is Van Dijk plays Martinez side.
It does. That doesn't matter. Van Dijk would play better on the right.
I've never actually seen him play the right, even for Netherlands, because I thought he would play the right for Netherlands.
So Netherlands most times they play with a three at the back, and he plays in the middle.
Yeah, but. Okay, fair enough.
But it's because whoever plays the left, if it's Ake, he would overlap anyway. So Van Dijk could cover place. But like ideally, if you're thinking about it, for a ball playing team, if you want to play out from the back, a right footed centre back, someone that is as good as Van Dijk on the ball would be good
on the right.
To be honest, tactically, I was thinking Martinez and Van Dijk. But I just can't see how Martinez is no better than Konate or anything apart from passing the ball.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's a nice balance because you're going to have Van Dijk. Van Dijk is obviously good at passing as well, but he's defensively, he's better than both of them. But in terms of carrying, ball carrying, Martinez is way better than Konate. So if you're building a balanced team, you have to put Martinez.
I'm a student of Pep. I won't lie. I go with Martinez and Van Dijk. Like, that is just, it's just too balanced for me. Like, that's almost perfection. Only that Martinez is short.
It makes up for it though, but fair enough. Yeah. I'll go Martinez and Van Dijk.
And okay, left back. I'll be honest, this one was very hard for me.
So that's the thing. I wanted to ask you before we started. Are we doing like based on the squad or based on who's available? Because if it's based on who's available, sure. 100%.
Based on who's available, you're going
sure. Based on the squad, sure. Based on who's available.
So you think Shaw is better than Robertson?
Currently, yes.
Currently?
Yes.
Why?
Robertson is not that guy anymore.
Shaw ever been that guy?
Yeah, but the thing is that when Shaw is fit, the only problem with Shaw is his fitness. When he's fit, it's that guy. When he's not fit, it's not that guy.
I'll be honest, yeah. I agree that Robertson has dropped. That's why I was debating it. But Shaw has not done anything in his career to be put on Robertson's level. Even at the moment, Shaw is not even available to prove to Robertson
that he's better than him. That's what I'm saying. Like, 100% I agree. Like, availability wise, sure is not a player, but in terms of when they're playing,
what is Shaw better than Robertson at?
Currently, Shaw is faster.
Robertson is slow, he just
looks like he's running because he's short.
I won't lie, like I'm one of those people that used to say he runs like a headless chicken. Yeah, like he runs and makes himself look busy, but I'm very surprised that's never been a debate.
Shaw is literally Britain's best defender, and that includes Scotland.
That is BS.
What are you gonna put Robertson?
You know me. I've never supported Robertson when it comes to defending.
To be fair, 3-4 years ago, yes, but like, I can't even argue for sure, man. Because if you ask me what season,
I can't think of a trait is better than Robertson. The reason why this became a debate in my head was because it's because I'm a Liverpool fan and I hate seeing Robertson play now because of the stupid things he does. But when you compare him and Shaw, trait for trait, there's literally nothing.
In terms of progressing the ball, Shaw is...
Shaw is better. Robertson has... Trent's side has the best triangle. But Robertson literally progresses the ball.
Not crosses. We're not talking about crosses. We're talking about ball carrying.
Yeah, I know now.
Robertson better than Shaw.
Yeah!
Shaw is the only person in United that beat Shaw is Martinez.
What are you saying? Like, Robertson actually, like, he doesn't look good on the ball. That's the thing. But he actually progresses the ball really well for us. The thing is, when we start trying to play short passes, trying to do link-ups, that's where it's bad. But if he's carrying the ball forward, Robertson is actually clear.
We are going to go on Squawk after this video and check progressive carries, and you're going to come back and tell them that you were wrong.
Okay.
I would have done it now, but just because of time.
Yeah, fair enough. But
in my 11, I'm putting Shaw.
Me, I'm putting Robertson. Wait, but for the combined 11, we have to put Robertson because you had no argument for Shaw.
I let you put Arnold.
You did not let me put anyone.
I let you.
You did not. Trent is the best right back in the world. You're not doing me a favor by putting Trent in your combined 11.
Right back in the world.
He is.
Oh my god.
We are putting Robertson.
He can't fucking start for his country.
So, do you think Kyle Walker is the best right back in England?
Southgate seems to think
so. Well, Southgate doesn't have a job anymore.
Pep thinks so. Southgate thinks so.
Tell me why same Kyle Walker that started for England just 2 months ago can't start for City.
He's injured. He doesn't play.
He's on the bench.
He's been injured, Kadri.
Rico
he's
Lewis.
He's not going to bench
Rico Lewis.
Rico
Lewis
is
literally
not even a right back. He's not going to bench Rico Lewis.
Rico Lewis is actually playing better than him. Like, you can't even argue that Kyle Walker is close to him. But anyway, we have Robertson in our combined 11. Let's go to the midfield. This one is a dilemma I can't even lie because who do I even have to represent me?
I'm not picking Achobi, man.
See, that's the thing. So I was thinking about
another thing here. If you're going based on reputation, which you're doing for Robertson.
That is not what I'm doing for Robertson. I compare Robertson with Luke Shaw. Not based on reputation or anything. Like, what can Luke Shaw bring to the table? Now, if we are doing it, if we are moving to DM, I will be honest, I have no one to bring to the table. And I knew you would not want to go with Casemiro. So, I literally have no one to offer here.
I feel like this season, though, it looks like...
Based on this, I have been impressed. I mean, you guys have still been cursing him. You sent that video of him not tracking back. I mean, all my videos this season so far, I've been talking about how impressed I have been with Casemiro. Like... He's not as quick as he was before, but he's still covering. He's still covering ground now that the midfield is more compact. Like, you guys have actually played well your last two games, regardless of you lost, and I was happy.
Agree.
Against Brighton, like, you guys were compact, and when there is no space in the midfield, there's no much ground for Casemiro to cover, and he is doing really well. And like the passes, like there was a true pass he gave Bruno. Like he's actually playing well. I mean, I'll put Casemiro.
I agree. Like, obviously, Casemiro. Because the other option I think is McAllister, who is like a makeshift.
No, McAllister is not
DM.
A DM.
Yeah, I mean, he's a makeshift DM for you.
McAllister is the one playing beside Casemiro in this combined 11.
Over Kobe Mino.
Do you even have shame? Do you have shame?
Wait.
Do you want to compare Kobe
Mino
and McAllister right now?
Wait.
Nah.
Jesus Christ.
I am not even here. I'm not hearing it.
McAllister beside fucking Kobe Mino.
I cannot believe this is. This conversation.
We might just have to skip that position and play with 10 men. That combined 11. Kobe Mainuka
is not making it. Let's be honest with ourselves. He's a good talent, great talent. He's never better than Budgetich, but
this season, completed the most take-ons in Premier League.
Yeah, I don't think he's completed the most seconds. I don't think that's possible. Jesus, he's not Christ. Completed more than Savio, but he's completed the most interceptions.
Most interceptions. I was going about to go to that. Most interceptions. I know about. I know. Way more than Savio, dude.
I know.
Savio is not even Man City's highest takeaways. It's Doku. And
no, obviously.
Manuel has more than him.
I doubt that.
I literally looked at this thing.
We'll check again, and if I'm wrong, I will come out.
And you will apologize because this one, I am sure.
I'll apologize, but there's no way the Coman doesn't go over Mac Allister. There's nothing he does better than Mac Allister.
What does Mac Allister do better than Coman?
Everything he like passes what? Better than Kobe Mainoo.
Should we look at pass completion?
Interception.
We can check pass completion quickly.
Let's check it
quickly.
You can check quickly. It. You see, like passing this interception and tackling that you're talking about. That is Mac Allister's job. Just because we've had more possession than you guys this season, that's why you guys are your midfielders are having more work. Like look at under Slot, we are playing like tiki taka football. We had the most possession we've ever had since Optasel recording starts. Against Brentford.
So this season he's had.
I'm sure you've seen. 87
pass accuracy.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool. There's no way. Mine is not that good. And pass accuracy doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean, but that's a good basis. Look at that.
Like I said, it doesn't mean anything.
Look at that. Interceptions.
But how many? Look at his average passes 39, per game.
39 per game, and then Mac Allister had what 40.
We're not. There's no way we're doing this based off two games. There's nothing Kobe Mainoo has 42. Over Mac Allister. There's literally nothing. The defensive part, Kobe Mainoo is actually suspect.
When Mac Allister was 18, was he on golden ball?
When
top 10.
That you know this same argument Arsenal fans made it for Ramsdale, saying when Alisson was Ramsdale's age.
No.
You don't know where Mainoo end up.
Ramsdale's demise.
Where was Sancho at 18?
Please don't call Sancho.
So
please don't talk about.
You can't. Let's not use this.
To be honest here, like,
what my World Cup winner, two Copa America. Please, let's
what,
not try
what,
it.
What were his numbers in those competitions? Did he really do much?
Mac Allister was literally their best midfielder.
Did he do much? In terms of what?
He was their best midfielder.
In terms of what?
He provides that defensive and attacking in the World Cup.
I'm not one of those guys. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm not one of those guys that hypes up Kobe Mainoo and stuff. Like, decent. But in terms of playing as an 8...
He's definitely not better than Mac Allister than it. He's not even close. Like, he's not
and
close.
Maybe I'm being biased.
You're being biased.
I've seen him more. I've obviously seen
how can, how can you say you've seen Kobe started playing football last year.
No, but come on. Brighton just... He has just one season in Liverpool.
Yeah, but he was at Brighton.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Brighton's like, best
not,
player,
I'm not,
literally.
I'm not always. I've seen way more United games than I've seen Brighton.
Like,
games.
I love Mac Allister, but I'm not going to try and sing his praises. But there's no way we're comparing him to someone that just started playing football yesterday. Like and Mac Allister is my best midfielder. If there was anyone that I'll bring to the table for midfield, he's the only one. Literally, like there's no other person. So
I don't have a choice, do I? Because I feel like you're holding me right.
I'm not holding you right. I mean, your combined 11, you can put Mainoo in my own 11.
Yeah, my combined 11. In my 11,
it is Mac Allister. But in the combined
another point, Mainoo has never lost to Liverpool.
We'll find out on Sunday.
Three games, zero losses, by the way.
Okay.
Against Mac Allister.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Just saying.
Does that mean United have been better than Liverpool? No. When we play,
you're not better.
You always lose to Brighton. Does that mean Brighton is a better club than?
Yeah, but when we play them, they're better than
every
us.
Big team has is that small team that gives them tough times. You know,
so United, you're tough. So you're at
United
because we're obviously
United
bigger
is,
than you.
United is our small team.
What the
biggest
club is doing, you know
please,
that.
Please, let's move on. The 10 I am bringing in earlier. I'm just joking. Okay, I'm putting Bruno. There's no argument.
What do you mean
there.
I'm putting Bruno? Like you're dashing him. Who else are you going to put there? Are you okay? Put my Bruno there for me. Thank you.
Yeah, nah, that one, there's no argument there. I can't even lie. Like, I used to be a Bruno hater, but there are some people that I just give it to them. Like, I have tried my best to hate. And I would be on. If I was to retire today from hitting, I would feel proud of myself that I've tried to hit, but it's just worthless.
He's that guy,
to be honest. Like, I mean, there's still some things that I don't like about him.
And I feel like a lot of United fans see as well. See the thing I hate most is that whole nagging.
Yeah.
One touch and he's rolling on the floor. If he can just fix that and just be more physical.
To be honest, the nagging too, I find it disgusting. Yeah, but it's not that. It's not even that. But it's like there are some things where he's good at creating, yeah. But that also that thing also causes you guys his demise. Your guys are always on the back ball. Because he loses the ball. But like, to be honest, at the end of the day, when he does it 10 times and he comes up with 5 assists, I can forgive him for the other 5 times. Like, he's just that good. So, yeah, okay. So, front three. I think, this one is actually tough.
I know that, obviously, right wing.
Right wing is Salah. Like, yeah. That one is so it. But
Salah?
I will get you with my laptop, guy. I was confused.
Actually, Ahmad, you're picking Salah.
Guys, that's the end of the video. Don't piss me off.
Okay, bro, I'm just joking.
Obviously, Salah. Now, this is where...
As long as it's not Diaz.
So, who we put on
as
the left?
As long as it's not Diaz.
It's definitely... Garnacho is not better than Diaz. So, Garnacho is definitely not... If it's not Diaz, it's not Garnacho. So, are we bringing in Rashford based on reputation?
We have to. Is that... Is all... Like, when we're talking about Liverpool United...
Yeah.
That true. Goal is going
to come. If, you know what? I agree. Like, if you're not... If we're not comparing, like, current or current reputation form. Or anything, Liverpool versus United as a game on its own, it's Rashford's game.
Rashford is,
he's always... He's always scoring against us.
He's going to...
So...
Yeah, Rashford. I agree. Rashford. Now, for the striker.
I'm not accepting Højlund.
I will never accept Nunes.
I'm not bringing Nunes to the table.
But... If you squeeze in Jota, just squeeze
him. I'll be honest, yeah.
I'm going Højlund in my first
level. I'll be honest, yeah. Højlund is not better than Nunes. And I think Nunes is shit.
Højlund is a better finisher than Nunes.
That is it. That's about... Do you know how many strikers are better finishers than Cavani?
Kadri, if we had Højlund in those chances that we've created this season...
But that is the problem. Like he will four. Not be there.
Don't say that.
He will not be there. Don't this guy, he, for his country, he barely had
did
shots.
Did you see that stat that
not
YB...
Not shots on
did
target.
Did you see that stat that YB dropped?
What?
About Garnacho's form. About Rashford's form. About Anthony's form. The number of goals that they've scored is like single digits.
Yeah, I saw them.
Look at Højlund's own is different from them.
And so?
So you have to look at the squad and be like, is anyone else scoring?
Bro,
he came in and then...
Højlund had a purple patch. Kind of like Rashford, that Rashford season.
No, you can't call
he
that
had
purple
a purple patch.
Patch.
No, Dennis, Kaji,
when you say purple patch is that, okay, I'm missing. I mean, like, I'm scoring. Was he missing chances?
But Nunes outscored Højlund. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, he outscored
him. You're trying to bring double digits goals here.
Kadri, if I get 100 chances and you get 10, or you get, let's say, 50, who's going to score more?
Dennis, this is football. This is not 1v1. This is football. It's a team game. Nunes will generate 40 chances. Højlund will generate 10. Højlund will score 5. Nunes will score 15.
Yeah, but
that is the thing.
No, but you
Nunes
can't.
Nunes is the better footballer. He's just the better footballer. He is.
Oh no.
The only thing Højlund has over Nunes is finishing.
Yeah,
nothing
but
else.
But the thing is,
nothing
thing
else.
Is, but the thing is, every time you see an actual chance being created from a
but
Højlund,
that's the thing.
He will score.
You're limiting it to that one chance that he gets. But the thing is, he does not generate enough chances.
But you can't use that because you can't use last season.
Hazard,
last season was our worst season.
Who would you put money on to score a 1v1? Hazard or Salah?
Hazard.
Who scores the most?
Yeah, but that's no.
Who generates the most chances?
Calm down.
That's just what
that
it
is. That is different.
Who would you?
That is different.
Who would you? Who would you put money on to score a 1v1? I'm trying to think of an obscure Chicharito or Cavani.
Yeah, I always like the same.
Nah.
Okay, obviously
Chicharito.
Yeah,
but who generates more chances?
No,
who became
the
world class striker?
Calm down. This guy, Cavani was an out-and-out striker for PSG. This guy was playing in the hardest league in...
I don't do hardest league talk.
In the world, and then he was coming off as a sub. You have to judge everything. Last season was United's whole season. This season, if it's more of the same, then fine, we can say he doesn't generate.
But
first of
why
all,
are you doing
you're
making judgment based off okay,
I'm not
let
making,
us watch
making,
this season.
No, it's not
why
about
didn't
I'm
combine
not, no,
11
no, no,
for
no, no,
today.
No, yeah, but that's because anytime I'm judging a striker, I'm judging him based on his strike rate. It's finishing.
Nah.
Then you will put
Alvarez over Haaland if that's the case.
No. But the thing is, the difference between Haaland and Alvarez is massive.
Do you know who missed the second most big chances in the league last season? Haaland.
Yeah, but no, calm down. The difference between the number of goals he will score is different
from the thing.
He was the highest goal scorer.
You're saying
between Haaland and Nunes is not big in terms of goal numbers.
You're saying first of all, what you judge strikers is based off their finishing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, first of all, what I'll judge them based off is the amount of chances they generate.
No.
Haaland and Nunes are similar there.
No,
Haaland scores most of his chances, yes.
No.
But Nunes doesn't.
The first thing any striker is based on is the conversion rate. Nah. And then other things come into play, like the chances.
Nah.
Your ability to create chances.
If that's the case, there are so many strikers. Like Beto was in Udinese, it was one of the highest best finishers in the league.
You're making it seem like
he came to the Premier League and he's not scoring anything.
You're making it seem like I'm saying it doesn't matter. Kadri, if you're watching a striker, the first thing you're looking at is his ability to
not me. Goals. Not me.
Okay, fair enough.
Like, look at the stats I sent to you guys. It's never the exact thing. It's never who scored the most goals. It is who generated the most chances, who created the most XG. Like,
that is not a fair basis because teams play differently. Liverpool generate way more chances than United.
Hey, that doesn't
it's just
matter.
Like this season would have been a good way because our XG, our expected goals, okay, is like what, second highest.
I agree.
Big
I,
chances missed I, like one of the
we have the most XG, most whoever, but
yeah.
Well, no, listen to me. Okay, how about this? When Mane was at Liverpool, yeah, mm-hmm, chances, the generation of chances for the left wing was so high that Mane was scoring. But now that Diaz is there, why aren't those chances being generated again?
You're saying it's the player. First of all, you're using a winger. Secondly, I'm telling you that last season was United's worst season. That's the first thing. Last season was Nunes' best season, Liverpool's best season that Nunes has been in.
Yeah.
Fine.
But outside of Liverpool and United, what has Højlund done and what has...
He plays for Denmark. Neymar, I mean...
He played at Atalanta.
Kadri, he was 20.
And so? How old was Nunes when he bagged 30 goals, 30 plus goals?
He should replicate it.
Well, I'm not a fan of Nunes.
He should replicate it. Højlund
is never going to hit 30 goals.
He was literally the highest goal scorer in qualifiers for like a while. World Cup qualifiers.
He's never going to hit 30 goals in a season.
I 100% doubt that.
He's never going
to.
Based
on the chances he was generating this season, I'm expecting him to score 30 goals in all competitions. Because last season, look at it. Last season, he scored almost 20. I think he scored 17 or 18 last season alone. And you're telling me he won't score 30.
He's not scoring 30. He had a proper part. It's just like saying, based off this decision Rashford had two seasons ago, he was meant to score even 40 and so far. Like, we all saw Rashford before World Cup, that Qatar World Cup, he was shit. After the Qatar World Cup, he just started scoring every game.
But Rashford has had like how many years of that purple patch? Wait, one season. And purple patch is not about... Rashford's purple patch is about seasons. It's not about games. Højlund has not... He has not had a level and then dropped. Every season, he's scoring more goals.
Just for the sake of the viewers, we've agreed that Jota is in a combined 11. Yeah? But...
I don't have anything against Jota. He's someone in Liverpool that I actually don't hate.
He's a gunman.
In my own 11, Højlund.
Okay, but let's go back to Nunes, Højlund. Let's round up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what Højlund has over Nunes that you would rate him as the better striker.
First of all, that strike rate.
Finishing.
Højlund's finishing is better.
Okay, now that's it. Tell me something else.
In terms of speed, they are both as fast as each other.
He's not close to Nunes.
Jesus Christ.
He is not close to Nunes.
Jesus Christ.
There are certain things I don't want to hear in life, and this is one of them.
Jesus Christ.
He is not close to Nunes in speed. Christ. Move on. What's the next thing you're going to put?
I can't use passing because I've not really seen Højlund's passing range, to be fair.
If there was a passing range there, you would see it. Like, Nunes had more assists than Højlund last season. I mean, Højlund is never even hitting the numbers Nunes hits for assists. So link up play, he's not close to Nunes.
Jesus.
He's not like. Do you think Nunes was throwing 30-yard passes to get his assist? It was link up play.
Link up play or hold up play?
They're
different.
Well, yeah, they are different. So link up is like how you
I'll give it to
hold up, play. He's still not close.
Oh my god,
Vernon is not strong.
Oh my god,
he tries this thing where he tries to bully the defender and always loses out. Oh my god, he's always losing out.
Oh my god, Holland is not strong.
He's not, unfortunately. Oh my
god. Right, okay, dribbling, I'll give it to Holland.
Definitely, I've not seen him.
What do you mean?
I've not seen him dribble. I'm not going to.
You forgot
to
see this Champions League goal.
From halfway line. Because it's not. I'm not.
Lunez just runs.
The thing is, people will see me watch the video and think I'm a fan of Nunez. If they sold Nunez today, I would throw the biggest party Edinburgh has ever seen.
Wait, what? Why can't he even start? He can't even get you.
He can't. Højlund will not get my team either. He will not.
Okay.
I don't like Nunez, I don't like Højlund. To me, like, one wastes too many chances. And yes, you can forgive him because he will generate more and more, and you will always see him in those positions. I don't want to see him in those positions anymore.
But Højlund will not generate those chances. You cannot judge Højlund based on last season. Let me tell you why. First of all,
I'm judging him based on his whole career.
Wait. First of all, he's 22.
I don't give a fuck.
First of all,
Jude Bellingham is 20. Jadon Sancho was 22 when he was doing everything. Rashford was 22 when he was balling. Mbappe, you cannot claim to be the best striker and then be saying I'm just 22.
Anyway, the reason why you cannot judge him based you can judge him, but the reason I would say he had not so good season last season was because first of all, that was the worst United side. That was our worst finish ever. Finished with a negative goal difference. One, in terms of chances created, we were one of the lowest. Bruno was one of the highest, but as a team, we were one of the lowest. In terms of goals scored, we were absolutely awful. So yes, Nunez was not, Holland was not scoring, but no one else was scoring. No one else had scored him. Well, the next person after him was McTominay.
Yeah, but your United is shit. We can both agree to that. But like,
Højlund was good enough
as a striker, he would have helped your team.
I'm telling you that those goals that I scored, like, he literally scored 5 goals in Champions League and we still went down the group stage. What else do you want? Onana can't save a fucking ball. Is that his fault?
Okay, fair enough. Like, the Champions League argument. Yeah, I hear it. But we'll see this season anyway.
Honestly, and I feel like my fear about Højlund is that he's getting injured easily. And it's just... Because obviously, when you're a very injury-prone player, you don't play the same way you're going to play because you're I don't know, for some reason.
Well, if that's how his career is going to be, then we should never discuss.
That's what I'm saying, that if this season he's not available for at least 30 or like when he's back, he's not constantly available, then we're gonna have a problem.
Well, that's you guys anyway. We have our combined 11, even though we nearly killed ourselves making it.
I don't agree with I just don't have a choice. His house is channel. I don't have a choice.
It sounds like I'm holding him hostage.
If it was left to me, there would be like maybe 2-3 little players.
Wow. BS. But anyway, most likely when you guys see this video, Liverpool would have beaten United. But anyway, if you guys agree, disagree, let us know what you think. Like, comment, subscribe, and watch out for the next video.
Bye, everyone.